Case: educate Victor about personal financial ratios. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Victor is a 64-year-old administrative coordinator at a community college and is approaching retirement in the next 3 to 5 years. Counselor: what financial matters would you like to discuss today? Victor: I'm worried about my debt. I recently read an article about financial ratios, and it mentioned something called a debt-to-income ratio. The article said mine might be too high, but I don't really understand how to calculate it or what's considered good. Counselor: what made you concerned about your current debt situation? Victor: I'm managing to make all my payments, but it feels tight sometimes. I make $5,000 a month, and my mortgage, car loan, student loans, and credit card minimums add up to about $2,100 monthly. The article mentioned other ratios too, but it was confusing. Counselor: have you ever calculated any financial ratios before? Victor: no, I've never done that. I just pay attention to whether I can cover my bills each month. Are these ratios really important for someone like me to track? Counselor: what would you like to understand better about your financial position? Victor: I want to know if I'm on solid financial ground, like how much debt is too much, and how much should I have in savings compared to my income. I'm not sure what's normal or healthy. Counselor: how do you currently gauge whether you're making good financial decisions? Victor: I mostly just make sure my bank account doesn't go negative and that I'm putting something in my 401k, but I don't have a systematic way to evaluate my overall financial health. Question 1. What questions would help determine which financial ratios are most relevant to Victor's situation? Question 1 sample response. A financial counselor could ask Victor questions that connect financial ratios to his specific concerns and life stage. Begin with what financial goals are most important to you in the next 3 to 5 years as you approach retirement, and which aspects of your finances cause you the most worry or uncertainty. Since he's nearing retirement, ask how concerned are you about carrying debt into retirement, and how confident do you feel about your emergency savings. Also explore, are you more focused on reducing debt, increasing savings, or both? These questions would help identify whether debt-to-income ratio, savings ratio, debt-to-asset ratio, or retirement readiness metrics would be most meaningful for his situation. By understanding his priorities first, the counselor can focus on the ratios that will provide the most relevant insights for his pre-retirement planning. Question 2, how could the counselor help Victor understand healthy target ranges for the ratios without causing unnecessary anxiety? Question 2 sample response. The counselor could help Victor understand healthy ratio targets by framing them as guidelines rather than strict rules, emphasizing that they should be interpreted in the context of his retirement timeline. For his debt-to-income ratio of 42%, $2,100/$5,000, explain that while it is below the maximum 43% many lenders allow, approaching retirement generally calls for lower ratios, ideally below 36%. Use age-based benchmarks when discussing savings ratios, noting that someone in their 60s might aim for emergency savings of 6-12 months of expenses rather than the 3-6 months often recommended for younger workers. Throughout this conversation, acknowledge his current management success and present ratio improvements as refinements to strengthen his position rather than suggesting he is in financial danger, focusing on gradual progress towards specific retirement-ready targets. Question 3. How could the counselor explain key personal financial ratios, debt-to-income, savings ratio, etc., in simple, practical terms? Question 3 sample response. The counselor could explain that financial ratios are simply tools that compare different parts of a client's finances to give them a clearer picture of their situation. For debt-to-income ratio, say, this shows how much of your monthly income goes toward debt payments. In your case, it's 42%, meaning for every $100 you earn, about $42 goes to paying debts. For savings ratio, explain, this measures how much of your income you're setting aside for the future, like tracking what percentage of each paycheck goes into savings or retirement accounts. Describe liquidity ratio as how quickly you could access cash in an emergency, comparing your available cash to monthly expenses to see how many months you could cover without income. For each ratio, relate it directly to Victor's situation and explain why it matters specifically for someone approaching retirement. Question 4. What strategies could the counselor suggest for improving key financial ratios that would be manageable for Victor? Question 4 sample response. the counselor could suggest reviewing his budget for non-essential expenses that could be reduced without sacrificing quality of life, redirecting those savings toward debt reduction. Suggest exploring whether refinancing his mortgage or student loans could lower monthly payments, improving his debt-to-income ratio. Recommend gradually building his emergency fund by setting up small automatic transfers timed with his paychecks. Each recommendation would acknowledge his limited timeline before retirement while emphasizing that even modest improvements in these ratios could significantly enhance his financial security during retirement.